This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ocasio-Cortez? That chick is what we call a hot ghetto mess. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. My producers are bringing up Ocasio-Cortez. I'm like, what? What do you want to bring her up for? We got to talk about it because she's crazy. She's cray-cray. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You know what I really like about my show? Because there are white folks out there who are older. Let's admit it. You know, you're an older audience for the most part, but you listen to me, and you learn a little bit about some black culture. Be honest. See, even the fact that I raise my voice like that, that's a black thing. It's rare that white people are very staid. No matter what are you doing in bed with my best friend? Honey, you've been gone. I know, but, and Chuck, you, Bill, you know, it's like, you know, they're sitting around a campfire. You know, black people come in, what? Oh, no, you did. Oh, you know, we get crazy. Yeah, we get crazy. There are people out there going, is this real radio? Is this like, you know, one of these, those old shows back in the day when the Martians had landed and they're going after the women and the children. Hide your women and children. You know, it's one of those. No, this is real radio. Non-politically correct. Not the kind of radio where, unfortunately for this black man, I can't get fired from this show because it's my show and Fox has no control over it. The bimbos who run it, who run Fox, that's what I'm calling them because, you know what? They've gotten on my nerves. They've gotten on my nerves. I'm not going to go into detail, but they have. So all I can say is you're listening to the right stuff. And so, yes, Ocasio-Cortez is a hot ghetto mess. You know, what's your Alexandria from the block trying to be all, I'm just the average girl. She grew up kind of rich, you know, I mean, by most people's standards, kind of rich. But she went, I'm from the Bronx. I'm like a Puerto Rican. It's the Boricua. Woohoo. No, she's not. She's not. She was Silver Spoon girl for the most part. Yeah. Vicious liar is what she is. Just like all these other leftists. I'm not going to do what? You want me to sugarcoat it? What? You want me to sugarcoat it for you white people? Not sugarcoating anything. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And you, I know y'all are afraid. Kevin, we can't say anything. She's Latina. She's Puerto Rican. Y'all say, she's Puerto Rican. I don't care what she is. She's nuttier than squirrel turds. And anybody that's taking this chick seriously should have their heads examined. Yes. Spike Lee, he's in multiple pictures with pre-President Trump. But at the Oscars, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I never will. But I saw where he blamed Trump. Blame Trump for what? Please, Spike, tell a brother. I want to know. What is it I really want to know. What is it about pre-Trump, pre-President Trump versus post-President Trump that set him off? Kevin, he's totally racist. What? Do I really need to give you the history lesson of Trump with black folks? How far do you want to go? We could go back a week and I could tell you what Trump did that was more than Barack Obama did. The fact that Donald Trump doesn't placate to black folks, doesn't fall for the woe is me, swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride nonsense is enough. If he only did that, if he said, you know what, black people, I'm ignoring you completely. Yeah, I'm going to be the best ignorer. I'm not going to listen to black folks. I'm going to be good at it. I'm going to be great at it. I'm great at ignoring black people. If he just said that, it would be enough to get black people. He's ignored. Don't go to Congressional Black Caucus. You better go talk to him. Because you know what? They don't even want to talk to the president of the United States. He ain't my president. He is not my president. That Donald Trump, he is a mean son of a gun. He is a racist to his rotten core. And I'm going to do everything within my power to impeach him. Yeah. You got Al Green. Donald Trump, you're a racist. Donald Trump, he's a racist. He needs to put articles of impeachment against him, and he's a racist. He's just totally racist. And, no, I'm sound like Ali. He's a racist, and I'd love to get him in the ring, and I'll beat him. I'll rope-a-dope him. I'll beat him up. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll knock him out like I did Sonny Liston. That wasn't a very good Ali, but do you guys even know who Muhammad Ali is? Seriously, you know? Okay, just curious. Not you, white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know y'all know. Yep, yep. He's that radical black man. Yep. Anyway, Jussie Smollett lied about Trump supporters. What I'm telling you folks is Democrats are liars. They lie about walls. They said, a wall ain't going to protect nothing. What? What you doing with a wall? I tell you what, why do your houses have walls? Why don't you just have interior walls and then you let everybody have access to the outside? Because here's what I know about a wall, and I know about a roof, and I know about a gate, a fence, whatever. It protects you from the elements, and it protects you from the elements. And I'm talking about whether it's people elements, animal elements, or the natural elements, rain, sleet, snow, hail, you know what I'm saying? But they're close. Walls don't do nothing. Then they'll say, the Russian collusion. There's Russian collusion. Oh, the report's out. There's no Russian collusion. Well, that doesn't mean that there's no Russian collusion. Just because there's a report that came out written by a guy that is a Democrat fixer. And he hires a bunch of Hillary Clinton supporters that hate Trump. Just because they come out and say there's no collusion. That don't mean there ain't no collusion. What is it, ignorant? Wow. Woo. Man, gotta take a breath. They lie about their heritage. I'm full Chief Cherokee, Elizabeth Warren. I'm black. Her name is Raisa Dolezal. Yeah, and by the way, white people passing for black, like Benjamin Jealous, used to run the NAACP. John Conyers, I've asked him, look at John Conyers and tell me that's a Negro. John Conyers is less Negro than Carol Burnett. Y'all know who Carol Burnett is? I know y'all know. White audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know y'all know. I'm not talking to y'all right now. I'm talking to these producers. Yeah. John Conyers got that good hair. That's what we say in the black community. He got that good hair. That good wavy hair. And he's light skinned. You know, he got a bit of a Negro dialect, but, you know, he's raised around some brothers. I'm not going to lie about that. He got some black in him. Don't misunderstand me. But he's mostly white. They lie about their useless legislation. We need to pass anti-lynching laws. Really? For what? When's the last time a Negro was lynched? I know the last time a white boy got lynched. His name was Brett Kavanaugh. They lie to pass dangerous legislation. Oh, no, we have to let the Hispanics come into the sanctuary cities. They get mad if you talk about boys dominating girls in sports and beauty pageants. If you bring it up, you're transphobic. Liar!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's April Fool's Day, but I will speak nothing but the truth, the whole truth. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Hey, what does it take? Well, no, I should say this. What is the difference between a social justice warrior and a gun? A gun only has one trigger. Ah, ba-dum-bum. Welcome again. 844-551-8255. Did anybody get you on April Fool's Day? I mean, it's not over, but let me know if anybody got you, like something good. I remember when I was a kid, I used to love April Fool's Day. I couldn't wait. What was that that fell? I could not wait for, to figure out what would be a believable joke that I could play on my grandmother or my grandfather or friends or whatever. Now, man, it's just like, whatever. But here's what's funny about April Fool. I will not start anything on April Fool's Day. I won't start a job. I won't start a project. It's not even a superstition. It's just like, I don't want to deal with... Are you being serious? Kevin, you really? We started for real today? Wink? It's not a wink, wink? No. I don't want anybody else. Other than that, it's not a superstition. I'm not worried about it. Like, oh my God, if you start something on April 1st. And then I've got a couple of friends who have birthdays on April the 1st. How's that? Yikes. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I saw a story. Get this. I saw a story of a woman who feels no pain, and it made me think, what would you want to not feel pain? And on first blush, you go, shoot, man, I would love to not feel pain. Shoot, I don't want to feel no pain. Let me tell you something. You need to feel pain. In order to feel pleasure, you got to feel pain. I wonder, they didn't ask her. Her name is Joe Cameron. I wonder if Joe Cameron feels pleasure. Because you know how the yin and the yang is. You can't understand pleasure if there is no pain. They say, you know, things happen to her and she's just like, oh, well. She has what was it they said? She has no pain and she never feels anxious or afraid. And they've only documented two cases of this in the world. There's got to be more people that feel this way. They said the only way she knows her skin is burning is when she smells singed flesh. She often burns her arm on the oven, but feels no pain to warn her. Can you imagine that? I mean, you break your leg, it doesn't hurt? That would be awful. I mean, as a martial artist, there's a part of me that goes, man, that's pretty good. But let me tell you, dudes can kick, and they kick hard. And you want to know, I just got kicked hard enough to back away. They said she couldn't feel pain. She had arthritis in her hip and had to get her hip replaced because she didn't even know that she had arthritis. She was just working through it. Never taken a painkiller in her life. Had a surgery, and they go, you're going to need painkillers. She goes, no, I won't. Yeah. Virtually no pain. Never feels anxious or afraid. And it wasn't until she was 65 years old that she realized she was different. See, that to me shows leftism. You know, where you just think everybody must feel this way, and it takes you that long to realize it. I'm going to tell you, I remember I was with a buddy, and my name is Mike, and we were at a big gathering, a new restaurant opening, and at the time I was a fighter, and he says to me, oh, hey, there's old so-and-so, and he was I hadn't fought this guy. I mean, I hadn't seen him. I hadn't worked out in his dojo or anything, and so big old white dude, Mike goes, man, that guy right there, Mike's a fighter too. Mike was like, he doesn't feel pain, and I remember thinking, everybody feels pain. And he goes, man, he goes, that boy loves to get hit. And I was thinking, now I've met people like this. I know people like this. They're fighting. It's not even a fight. But then you ring that bell, bing, and they're like, okay, game on. And they start fighting tougher. No, they're not. Tougher doesn't mean it's always better. Because sometimes you get a little reckless. You get a little wild. But I know these people. I know people that fuel off of getting, you know, being hit. I'll be honest. I'm one of them. I don't like to get hit. But if I get hit, I'm like, oh, okay, game on, baby. Game on. Oh, yeah. But I would know. Let me tell you, I feel pain. I feel pain enough to know I don't like getting hit. See, she gets hit, boom. I'm not saying she's a fighter or anything, but if she were to get hit, she'd be like, well, what was that? What? Stick her chin out and then get her bell rung. Ding! Because you can be knocked out. Just because you don't feel pain doesn't mean your body doesn't go through all the emotions of like, oh, crap. Bink! Knees buckle and you're down. But would you want to not feel pain? See, there's a part of me that goes yes, but there's a bigger part of me that goes no. The body is physiologically wired the way God wanted it. It wants you to know, man, you're dying. You're in dire need. You got a problem here. Just think about it. You ever had something that was life-threatening that, you know, I don't know, a pain in your stomach? You know, that was like sharp, you know, ooh! And you go in and they have to remove a gerbil. You know, like some of these guys out in L.A., you know, that go gerbling. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, there are things that you need to know. You need to get the pain done. You need to get it checked. Sorry to give you the gerbling thing. Just, I always like to get in the shot for the left because they always think they know so much. I like to go after them. And I, you know, going after them because the gerblers were the homosexuals were the ones who would, you know, gerbil or whatever. Put the, you know, the thing up there. Their orifice. Feeling pain. Ah, man, it's a rare genetic mutation, they say, and they say two people have it, she and somebody else. I don't know. That would be rough. All right, anyway, we're going to move on. because there's lots more to talk about here. Lots more. I mentioned that the new strategy of the left is going to be to try to convince us that Donald Trump is no good. Donald Trump cannot win. The polls are against him, and on and on. And I was telling you guys, there is no way these polls are correct. So Rasmussen's got a new poll, and they say 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 50% disapprove. They say the latest figures include 36% who strongly approve and 42% who strongly disapprove. Presidential index approval rating of -6. Now, from my perspective, I don't, you know, because I'm seeing 50% and I didn't see it in this report, but if it's truly 50%, and, you know, that number strongly approves versus not strongly, strongly disapproves, so it is an improvement. But again, I don't believe these polls. I bet you these polls are off by 4 to 6% in favor of Trump. That's what I would suspect. Anyway, people are taking this poll as great news for the president. I think it's just okay news. I don't think when it is legit, when we start seeing polls where President Trump is well into the 50s, and I predict that will happen soon, you're going to have a leftist meltdown. They have nothing else to go on except to try to demoralize him. As we say, you know, in scorekeeping, don't get pencil whipped. And that's what's happening. You know, if you're playing dominoes, or what we call bones in the vernacular, and you aren't watching the guy as he's writing down the score, you can get pencil whipped. And I'm saying, don't let Donald Trump get pencil whipped by these leftists who want you to believe the unthinkable. On the heels of Jussie Smollett and Robert Mueller and all these other things, are you kidding me? No, Donald Trump's winning in the polls. And he's feeling no pain.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big two-year spending deal is done. The White House says President Trump signed the bill today. It suspends the federal debt ceiling and funds the federal government beyond next year's election. The president also announced on Twitter that he will not nominate Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to be the new director of national intelligence. 164,000 jobs were added in the month of July. That's pretty much what analysts were expecting. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business the July jobs report was pretty good, especially when you look at the increases in hourly wage earnings for workers.
This is, I think, an astonishingly positive, diversified, rebuilding growth prosperity cycle of this economy that is touching all Americans.
That 164,000 number is down, though, from June, when the economy added 224,000 jobs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, it's funny to me. I'm out and about. I was at the Reason Weekend event that was in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. And people are concerned. They're like, you know, Kevin, it seems like these radical Democrats are taking over the party. And many people believe in Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and on and on. I'm like, I don't see that at all. I see that as these people are highlighting for the mostly moderates in America, and I mean, there's a lot of conservatives and moderates who really are conservatives. They're highlighting just how bad things are on the left, how bad it can get. This is in no way going to impact. I mean, if you believe that people, that AOC is going to take wing in this country, you're completely wrong. There's only one demographic who doesn't see socialism as bad, and it's the I want to say it's the 18 to 29 year old demographic. Every other demographic sees socialism for what it is. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's only one. I'm telling you, all the other groups, 18 to 29. I may have the numbers wrong, but I know it could be 19 to 28. But there's a decade of kids, the millennials for the most part, who see socialism as okay. And it's an indoctrination. Everybody around them, I'm talking about every group past them and every group before them, the group before them is the one you got to get to. That's why we're working so hard in education, you know, my team. But everybody else sees it for what it is. So the problem is nobody's forced them to take a look at it and say, okay, well, let's evaluate it. Nobody's gotten in their faces and said, shut up, socialist. You wouldn't have that Gucci purse and that iPhone and whatever else if you were involved in socialism. And we haven't pushed that generation back. But if you try to run as a socialist in this country, that is the worst thing you could possibly be. That is why Kamala Harris and all these other people are going, I'm not socialist. I'm a Democrat. But I believe that we have to do it. They couch it in this different language. And because it's not popular. Not at all. Anyway, the people like AOC and Omar, Ilhan or whatever her name is, Ilhan Omar, they are the radicals that are putting the spotlight on the Democratic Party. And there was an article that said you need to keep your eyes on Omar because she's a radical Muslim who infiltrated Congress with the intent of destroying America. Now, we can talk about it and say those things and people look at you like you're a conspiracy kook. But now you're seeing it. These are her own words, her hatred of Israel, her love of Sharia law. I've listened to her and said to myself, really? Minnesota, that's what you want? No, it isn't what Minnesota wanted. You know what happened? Minnesota moved so many Somalis into a district that radical Muslim was able to get elected to Congress. Now, what is she going to be able to do? Not a whole lot. If Minnesotans are going to wake up, not because of what we did, they're going to watch what this woman does. They're going to see their way of life changing. There are going to be no-go zones, already are, by the way, in Minnesota. Go to Dearborn, Michigan as a Christian and just try to have a regular life. There is not a Christian on the planet who will move to Dearborn, Michigan and say, oh yeah, I'm going to go right over here where there's the mosque, and he's going to be surrounded by these not just Muslim people, radical Muslims who are putting cancers inside of our communities. And just for the record, you want to know the biggest cancer, the biggest communist cancer, the biggest Muslim cancer, the biggest I hate America cancer you can put anywhere in the country? It's going to shock you. It's a college or university. That is the biggest cancer. Met a woman, a black opera singer, former opera singer, Johanna. Beautiful lady. And she lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. And she looked at me and we were talking and she says, you are a conservative, right? Black lady. And I looked at her, I said, girl, I'm right of Reagan. And she said, because let me tell you, Kevin, she goes, where I live, we conservatives are so rare. It's pathetic. I had another friend who used to live there. She's a nurse. She moved. She and her now soon-to-be husband, they moved because she says there is no respite for a conservative, no place of peace for a conservative in Charlottesville, Virginia. You want to know what's there? The University of Virginia. That's what does it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. FBI statistics reveal that Ilhan Omar's Minnesota congressional district is the terror recruiting capital of the United States. The terror recruiting capital of the United States. If you want to be radicalized, live where that Muslim lady lives. It's as simple as that. Now, there are people that will go, Kevin, that's, whatever, Islamophobic. That's some phobic for the left. No, that's truthophobic. No, it's not the fear of the truth. That is the truth. I just said, that's the truth. And people get upset when you deliver the information. This is the truth. This is not Kevin Jackson statistics. These are FBI statistics. The people who go and fight in jihad and do these things are the very people that now Americans are electing. And by the way, we brought these folks in. All this immigration that Barack Obama did. If Barack Obama has a legacy, let me just tell you what it is, all right? Barack Obama's legacy will be he introduced radicalized Muslims into the United States. Muslims have existed here. I remember when I was in college and I lived at, not Englewood Apartments, I can't remember the apartment complex, in Richardson, Texas. And a Muslim guy came to my home, knocked on the door, explained that he was with this group of people, blah, 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 and he was fundraising. And I knew nothing about it. But he was a really nice guy. I remember having an interesting conversation, and he was talking about how the government works, etc. And I thought to myself, this guy knows more about our government than half the people in the country. Then more than that, gave him my couple of $2 or whatever. I regret it now because who knows what it was. I'm probably, promoting jihad on the streets over somewhere. But because he was so interesting, I was like, yeah, man, I got a couple of bucks here. Rock on, But my point is, he was a rarity, and I don't know what he was into. He could be a nice guy, but he was a rarity, but he was here. He existed here. I didn't look at him and go, you Muslim, you get out of my face before I commit a jihad on you right now. I gave him money I went to school with four Iranians, Peyman, Mobasher, Ali, and who was the other one? I forget the other one, but four of them. And then they brought friends over one time, two of them, and they stayed in the dorms. I stayed up all night talking with one of them, two of them actually, because they were so interested in American politics. Now I was a sophomore in high school when this occurred. And they were like, well, Kevin, in our country, blah, 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 and in America. And it wasn't a bash America at all. And so, again, now, these are Iranians in my country. I went to school with four of them, and then they brought their friends over for a weekend. I mean, it was a rare thing that the school even allowed it, but we, and I just remember being absorbed. And you were from a foreign land, you know, that I've never been to, and I was just soaking it in. So we've been very open to all these cultures. And over the last decade with Barack Obama, we went full. I mean, I don't know how we spun off the axis, but now it's, no, let's bring the radical ones in. There's no vetting. And you know what their excuse is?
Well, Kevin, there are more radicalized Americans now that are Muslims than there are Muslims we're bringing in.
Okay. How did that happen? Explain to me why there were no radicalized Muslims two decades ago. Suddenly, in the last decade, there's more radicalized Muslims. That is the legacy of Barack Obama. Unbelievable, folks. Oh, my goodness. And then, I don't know if you guys saw this, but members of the Minnesota House voted to pass HF 1397, a bill which would give life insurance companies the right to deny payouts to beneficiaries whose loved ones died while committing an act of terrorism. All right? And Omar wanted, because Omar was trying to push to let these people be able to collect insurance money. She wanted, if your family gets insurance on you and you go commit an act of terror and die, the insurance company would pay up. I want you to understand the upfront in your face tactics of radical Muslims that said, we're going to come commit jihad over here. Okay. And then you're going to pay us. We're going to go get $1 million policies on our sons and daughters. They're going to go blow themselves up. You know, and probably write these clauses in there. If your son is committed to jihad, you get double. And we're going to be the ones left holding the bag. And it took Minnesota people saying, uh-uh. The legislature saying, no way. No brainer. Omar was the no vote. Omar. I mean, she I don't know if you guys know this. She sought to shield ISIS terrorists from punishment. Can you get more radical? What does she have to do to make the Minnesotans and Democrats understand that she is a radical Muslim? Look, folks, I'm not trying to just put this woman on Front Street for nothing. She's radical.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It's a great time to be an American. I'm talking about a true blue American. It is a great time. We will finally drain the swamp. You have never been part of such an extensive purge of D.C. swamp rats. The Republic finally stands a chance now. I want you to think about everything leading into 2020, what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with a president who's addressing trade. We're going to be dealing with an economy that is booming. And I could go on that side. But let me tell you what the Democrats are going to be dealing with. They're going to be dealing with disease and pestilence, illegal immigration, and all the things leading up to the problems facing this country. Overburdened health care systems, overburdened criminal justice systems, overburdened education systems, and so on. Problems all created because of Democrats' ideas. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Republic now stands a chance. The only way this comes to be, folks, I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether you believe in God or not. I do. I happen to be a Christ follower and a very flawed one. But God is guiding this whole thing. He guides everything. But God picked the side. God said, okay, I'm taking sides. I'm going to take the side of the righteous. And, you know, what seemed like was hopeless as we waited there at the banks of the Red Sea, and we were going, where are we going to go with Obama's chariots chasing us into the ocean? And suddenly, Moses, played by Donald Trump, parts the Red Sea, and we walk across at a shallow part. And we go to the other side. And you know what's about to happen in case you haven't seen the Ten Commandments? Pharaoh, and by the way, played by Obama, and his chariots are chasing us into the ocean. And as we get to the other shore, then the sea collapses and engulfs all of Pharaoh's army. Well, that's what's about to happen to the Democrats. You're about to watch pestilence of biblical proportions happen to them. Can I get an amen? Come on, fellas. I'm preaching up in here. Democrats, the party of no ideas. The only thing the Democrats want to do is get Donald Trump. And you know why they want to get him? To teach you a lesson. How dare you question the intelligentsia? How dare you ordinary mortals, you ordinary peons, I should say. They don't think of you as mortals. That would mean they humanize you. They think of you as pawns and peons. How dare you thwart the system? Make a guy who jumped over both parties, the chosen one, Hillary Clinton, whatever number of Republicans that Donald Trump had to beat up, and how dare you let him leapfrog the entirety of the system that's been put in place so Hillary Clinton could have been coronated, and you know nothing about what she and all the other Democrats did to thwart an election. To heck with the Russians. The Russians did nothing in comparison to what these people are doing. And so the outcome of that is Donald Trump gets into office, and you know what he starts doing? He starts deconstructing, pardon me, all of the crap that Obama did. Here was an article that says, at first glance, you might think that the Democrat presidential campaign is boiling over with one new idea after another. Free health care, free education, no more carbon emissions. There have been so many pronouncements, it's hard to keep track of them. But that's just at first glance. If you delve deeper, you discover these are not ideas at all. They're feelings. Strongly held feelings, mind you, but feelings nonetheless. Take health care. There's only one interesting public policy question there. If we paid for health care in a different way, for example, through taxes instead of fees for services rendered, would health care become cheaper, better, or more accessible? Would you believe that Democratic presidential candidates have no interest in ever discussing that question? They assiduously avoid telling us how national health insurance would be paid for or how it would work, except to assure us that there would be no lengthy wait for health care or lack of access due to modern technology as there is in Canada. But how do they know nothing bad would happen if they refuse to think about the details? As it turns out, there have only been two new ideas in healthcare in the last several decades. Both are considered right-of-center ideas because of their reliance on choice and competition. Healthcare savings accounts allow people to manage some of their own healthcare dollars were introduced with great success in Singapore in 1984, in the United States and South Africa in the 1990s. Roughly 40 million people in this country now have an HSA or similar health reimbursement arrangement, and these accounts are quite popular. Buying and selling private insurance on a market-based exchange is another right-of-center idea, first introduced on a national scale in Switzerland, subsequently copied in the Netherlands and elsewhere. Strangely, left-wingers almost never mention Swiss healthcare, even though that system is judged to be the most egalitarian in the world. Now, I'm just going to stop there for just a second and explain to you that all he's telling you is the only thing that the Democrats brought to the party is, how do we pay for health care? Do you pay it yourself by choosing where you want to get your health care? Or do we gangster grab it from you, make you buy it through the exchange of the government, and essentially evolve to a single-payer health care system which has failed in any country? If they tell you the truth, it doesn't work. In Canada, it doesn't work. Unless you like waiting for long health care lines or getting on a plane or a bus and heading to America to get your health care. It doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere. The best system allows for choice. That's true of anything. It would be like having a car manufacturer that only makes one car. Why would we do that? It makes no sense. If you live on a ranch, you probably want a truck, or you probably want some sort of a dune buggy, or, you know, I don't know, you know, you get what I'm saying. If you're a longshoreman, I don't think you want to haul stuff in a car. If you're transporting your invalid, in-law, you probably want a van. If you have lots of kids, you may want the same kind of van or an SUV. If you're a single hot dude or a hot girl, you might want a sports car, a convertible. That's why we have this thing called choice. And the reason we have competition is because some people say, I want a stronger engine to pull my truck, or I'm going to have to pull a boat, so I need to have a bigger engine on my car or my other vehicle or whatever it may be. You're given choices, except when it comes to your health. You can have a choice in the car you have, in the neighborhood you live in, the house you buy, the clothing. Look at the number of choices that you get. But when it comes to your health care, guess what? The government goes, no, you should only have one choice. One size fits all. Because that works so well in the real world, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, it's kind of like an arranged marriage. I don't care who you are growing up. In India, you're going to marry Rahim, you know, Raji, or whatever, Raji, what's a good Indian name? You're going to marry Ravi. That's who you're marrying. One size fits all. That's it. You have no choice. Now, give that choice to any woman in America. You're going to get betrothed to that man, and you have no choice. And what do you think she would say? Oh, heck no. Tell a dude, hey, look, that is the woman you're going to marry. And he looks over and sees Joy Behar's sister and goes, oh, heck no. You get what I'm saying? But when it comes to health care, we should have one choice, single payer, because it's going to benefit everybody. Well, you know what? Why not one clothing? Why don't all the women have to wear hijabs or whatever they call them? One choice, black, and I don't want to see anything but your eyes. Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you who you're going to marry. You're going to marry the Ernest Borgnine's brother. Nick Nolte's brother. Unbelievable. So, Democrats claim to be all about choice, except for things that can take your money. Yeah, they're not about choice then. And I could give you dozens of examples just like that. School choice. Why shouldn't you be able to pick your school? Oh, but when you talk about choice, the minute you put school choice, oh, well, you know, we have schools that have been assigned to people. Yeah, and black people don't want to go to those schools because they stink. They want to go to your schools. They want to go to those suburb schools. Schools where these intelligentsia white kids get to go. All these Democrats, white kids. By the way, the schools that you need the school choice in, they're not in, you know, bum junk Tennessee or Alabama or Texas or wherever. They're in Chicago. They're in New York. They're in Philadelphia. Those are the schools where they need the most choice. You know who runs those schools? You know who runs those cities? I don't have to tell you who runs them. You know who runs them. These people act as if they are the party of no ideas. They bring nothing new except complaints.
This
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.